Oh, hi, folks. I'm here on the exhibit floor at the San Diego Comic-Con. I'm trying to find Danny Hillcrest. Yeah, he convinced me to bring him along, despite the Japan incident and the Oscar incident and the... You know what? I think I just better find him. Oh, I almost forgot. This is Comedy Forecast, episode 230, Con-Do. Hi, I'm Clinton. When I set up my Comedy Forecast recording studio here in the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, I had no idea how weird this place can be. But hey, don't take my word for it. Just listen. Ah, here you are, Danny.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here.
I have been looking everywhere for you.
Why didn't you just call me on my cellular mobile phone?
I tried that. Do you have your cell phone turned on?
No, I usually only turn it on when I get a call. Why waste the battery?
Somewhere, logic is weeping.
Anyway, I'm not really impressed with this Comic-Con thing.
What are you talking about?
Comic-Con! Weren't you just here a second ago? I think I was.
No, I mean, this place is amazing. The costumes, the panels, not to mention the free swag at the movie and TV booths. Look at this. I picked up this Tommy Lee Jones skincare kit over at the Men in Black 3 booth.
Yeah, I suppose. But there aren't really many comics here at Comic-Con. When do you think Carrot Top will be getting here?
If we're lucky, no less than 8 minutes after we head out the door.
And there are so many people here. I'd much rather go to a popular convention that doesn't have a big crowd.
Okay, now logic has curled up in the fetal position.
Sounds comfy. I love it. But getting back to the crowd, I waited in the really long Hall H queue line for a panel this morning, and I didn't get in. Do you think I should have let someone know that I was the moderator?
Well, I...
Because I think Steven Spielberg was kind of mad that he had to introduce himself. That's kind of a terra nova.
So if you didn't get to your panel, what have you been doing all day?
Just roaming the exhibit hall here, asking people questions.
Whoa, time out. What kind of questions have you been asking?
Oh, you know, just the usual stuff.
Danny, what you consider usual and what is usual aren't in the same Google Plus circles. Tell me what you've been saying.
Well, to break the ice, I gave this theoretically hypothetical question. If Stan Lee was walking by right now, would you tell him that his fly was down?
Did that break the ice?
No, people usually froze. So, then I asked some good idea, bad idea questions.
Like what?
Blueberry juice made from 100% Smurfs. Good idea or bad idea? Text-only graphic novels. Good idea or bad idea?
I don't really...
Next, I polled the audience on this. Since there's already a Green Arrow, a Green Hornet, a Green Goblin, and a Green Lantern, should I go ahead and launch my comic?
What's that?
Gangrene! Then I challenged the crowd to settle an age-old debate. Marvel or DC? Which one uses initials?
Wait, when did we go from people to crowd?
And everyone was talking about this reboot of the DC universe. I told them I didn't think it was a good idea.
Why not?
Hey, I know my alternate universes. That means that everyone would be evil and have goatees. Even Wonder Woman.
Now, I don't think you understand what
Well,
the...
I'm off to a world premiere opening screening.
Huh? Right. The world premiere of Cowboys and Aliens is here at Comic-Con.
Yeah, but I couldn't get tickets for that one. It involved effort. So, I got tickets for something just as good.
What's that?
Real estate brokers and labradoodles.
Just go.
Okay. So long.
Folks, remind me to never again...
Give me a call when Carrot Top shows up.
Just go.
If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, and follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter, all one word, you get the idea. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy, because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
If you like the show, give us a great review, and we'll give you a shout-out.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.